Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
Afro-American.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, definitely a vote.
What is your age?
50.
And please, rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. When it's still from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely.
Somewhat closely.
All right. Regardless of how you vote, how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Same.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, water security, creating more jobs and raising wages, improving K-12 public school education, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what was that?
A clown.
I apologize. I cannot understand what you're saying.
No, I said the clown is going on.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so. Kamala Harris.
There's somebody on the phone from me.
Oh, for
real? Yeah. David McCormick. Would you say a 0, 100, a 50?
50.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
What's
on a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them.
50.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
50.
Okay. Bob Casey Jr. Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Tim Scott.
55.
Donald Trump.
Zero.
Joe Biden.
100.
Jill Stein.
50.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Bob Casey Jr. and Republican David McCormick, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Bob Casey.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Not really.
And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Yeah.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration?
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, what was that? What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration?
Newsweek.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing?
No.
Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Stagnant wages and rising costs. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Rising crime and violence. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. I'm sorry, what was that?
Joe Biden.
Now I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Stagnant wages and rising costs. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Rising crime and violence. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. The lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Lack of the community.
All right. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe Biden.
Rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden.
the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Rights and freedoms.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Fixing the immigration system.
Yeah, fixing the immigration system.
Would you say Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Okay. Growing the U.S. economy.
Biden.
Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
More.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
I disagree.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
10.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural? Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
One.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You want to send me something?